We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Radiant viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorkbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in VMI, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, and channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Core, channel 27 on Core Video Cable. In Santani, Tapiraquay, channel 30, and in Horqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Tha Tengger Cable TV and channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union affirms its support for freedom of religion. In health news, a Swedish study demonstrates the medical benefits of plant-based foods. In veg news, an Australian university provides affordable all-you-can-eat plant-based meals. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 25th, is Christmas, a Christian holiday celebrated around the world. This is a day of much joyfulness in honor of the birth of Lord Jesus and the love, blessings, and wisdom he bestowed. Presents are exchanged in remembrance of the gifts brought to the infant Jesus by the three Magi, and Christmas carols are sung rejoicing in Master Jesus' life on earth. Colorful lights brighten many homes and streets, reminding us of the inner heavenly radiance. Delicious vegan food is enjoyed by many in the spirit of Lord Jesus' message of compassion to all beings. Giving and sharing with our less fortunate sisters and brothers is especially renewed at this time. We pray our glorious planet be graced with a viable future, peace, and kindness. May God bless everyone with a very special Merry Christmas.
Fly-in news. Arizona, USA, shrouded in blinding dust storm. High winds in the southwestern U.S. state on Tuesday, December 22nd, triggered sudden and unexpected gusts carrying dense, dry soil particles. Visibility was abruptly diminished to less than a mile, causing several major road accidents with at least 3 confirmed fatalities and a chain reaction involving 22 vehicles that required 5 people to be airlifted to hospitals. Both directions of the freeway connecting the cities of Tucson and Phoenix were temporarily closed as crews worked to rescue the victims. We thank the Arizona Rescue Crews for your dedicated efforts to ensure the welfare of those endangered by the storm. Our sincere sympathies for the loss of life as we pray for the quick and complete recovery of those injured and that humanity's transition to more benevolent, eco-conscious ways helps minimize destructive events as these.
Brazil provides assistance to Tajikistan. The Brazilian government has donated $50,000 to Tajikistan through the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, to assist residents affected by recent flooding. The announcement was made during a ceremony in Dushanbe recognizing the official arrival of Mr. Alfredo Leone, the new Brazilian ambassador to Tajikistan. Speaking at the occasion, WFP spokesperson Alzira Ferreira also noted that Brazil has donated more than $17 million since 2007, with significant amounts going towards school nutrition programs worldwide. Our gratitude and providence bless Brazil for your kind contributions to Tajikistan and other nations. Surely such thoughtful generosity will help speed the return of the affected Tajik people to lives of abundant sustenance and comfort.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Olaxis, or Vietnamese president, concludes European tour. During his recent visit, President Nguyen Minh Triết met with leaders in Italy, Spain, and Slovakia. In Italy, stronger ties were fostered with the Vatican through a meeting with His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI. The president was also received by Their Majesties King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia during his visit to Spain, after which he traveled to Slovakia, where he spoke with President Ivan Gasparovich and reached out to the Oľaxis nationals there, commending both their integration into the Slovak society as well as their supportive communities. The president Len assured of his government's ongoing care and concern for overseas citizens. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, for your amicable meetings and successful trip. May relations among your countries ever flourish for the peace and prosperity of both the Oľaxis and European people.
Brain benefits of fish eating disproved. Research from Wageningen University in the Netherlands has concluded that fatty acids from fish have no beneficial effect whatsoever on cognitive functions such as memory and concentration in the elderly. A study of more than 300 individuals over 65 years of age evaluated three groups, two that were given fish oil capsules equivalent to either one or two portions of fish per week, and a third control group that received no fish oil. Testing of cognitive functions such as attention, cognitive processing speed, and memory showed absolutely no difference between the groups. In fact, advertised claims of fish oil's favorable effects on the brain have never been proven, and the Dutch study was actually the first to quantify them. We appreciate this revealing research, Wageningen University scientists. May we all realize the wise and compassionate choice of removing fish and other meat products from our diets in favor of health-boosting plant-based foods.
New Loving Hut branch in Taipei, a local favorite. The capital city of Formosa, or Taiwan, has recently become home to yet another Loving Hut restaurant. Known as the Songda Loving Hut, it is part of the ever-growing Loving Hut International, encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of a vegan world in which scrumptious and eco-conscious cuisine is easily accessible to all people. We join our Supreme Master Television correspondent at the Songda branch.
Loving Hut Songda 店临近台北市政府，每天早上从九点开始，提供无动物成分的营养早餐。除此之外，这里的招牌餐点浮动饭以及生态沙拉系列也是客人的最爱。现在就让我们一同进去，来分享他们的喜悦。
他们的 menu 有比较多的选择，我觉得服务人很不错，然后他们的菜好吃，所以对，我喜欢来这里，
而且蛮明亮的。对啊，很有吸引力，所以就一脚踏进来了。对，然后吃的真的那个味道是符合我们所要的，刚刚还在说要下次带我儿子来。对，
Indeed, the diverse palate-pleasing meals have quickly turned diners to regular Loving Hut customers. In addition, its ambiance further brightens the visitor's experience at Loving Hut.
它环境还蛮干净，就整个感觉让你觉得好像在家一样。
爱家很有爱心，它里面工作人员也好，对，吃起来会很舒服很愉快的感觉，所以我常常到爱家吃。
A hearty bravo, Songda Loving Hut, on your wonderful lunch. We send our gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for helping to share the many delights of compassionate vegan cuisine. As more and more such yummy healthy veg food abounds, let us all join in heralding a vegan Eden on earth.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Emergency conditions on landing yield happy ending. When a Boeing 737 flight landed in Kingston, Jamaica on Tuesday night in highly stormy weather, slick runway conditions resulted in the plane being unable to stop. Instead, it went through an airport fence and over a road before stopping on the seashore just meters away from the ocean. Although the body and a wing of the plane broke in three places, with the landing gear and an engine also falling off upon impact, all 148 passengers and six crew members survived. Reports indicated that 90 people were released after being treated for minor injuries, and only three required hospitalization. What an amazingly fortunate escape. We are most grateful and thank God for the safety of those on board. Wishing everyone a smooth recovery with many joyous celebrations of life in the cherished company of loved ones.
Save Our Planet, BirdLife International highlights the avian impact of climate change. Evaluative surveys, including data gathered by U.S. citizens over the past 40 years, have revealed that 58% of the 305 species wintering on the North American continent have shifted significantly north since 1968, some by hundreds of kilometers.
A study in Europe has also concluded that without urgent action to halt climate change, European bird populations will decrease in size by one-fifth and move 550 kilometers northeast by the end of this century. According to BirdLife data, even with the global temperature increase experienced thus far, over 400 bird species have been impacted.
Our sincere appreciation, BirdLife International, for your dedicated voice in support of our avian co-inhabitants. Let us all step quickly to bring about change that will save treasured lives on Earth.
During an April 2009 climate conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai responded to a question on how being veg and going green could protect all wildlife, including the precious birds.
In regard to the message, I am a vegan and green, save the earth, this is surely connected to all the animals and the birds also. Once we understand one species of animals, we could understand other species as well. Being vegan simply means we don't eat the animals, we don't harm any animal. This will save the planet and preserve the treasured wild, such as the birds. We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for the birds and all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them, stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save their planet too, the planet of the animals.
Save Our Planet, utility company to store compressed wind for energy use. One of the challenges of energy generated from sustainable sources, such as solar and wind, is that they may not be available when the customer needs energy. In Ohio, USA, First Energy Corporation has purchased the rights to an abandoned limestone mine, which it will pump full of wind-generated air during off-peak hours for later use. Once it is fully operating, the facility will have a capacity of 2,700 megawatts and be among the first such commercial-scale compressed air generating stations. First Energy Corporation, our green salute for your eco-innovation. Wishing you much success in benefiting people and the planet with this extended source of sustainable energy.
Save Our Planet. U.S. town goes veg organic for the environment. Signal Mountain, a town in Tennessee, USA, has passed a green food resolution, which is intended to encourage organic food grown from local farms along with sustainable plant-based diets. Launched by Councilmember Paul Hendricks, the initiative was unanimously passed by the five-member Signal Mountain Council.
To attain the goals of locally produced plant-based fare, the resolution also promotes farmers markets, community gardens, and other venues that provide more organic produce options. The U.S.-based organization Farm Sanctuary, which has already been campaigning for awareness of the harms of animal factory farming, is encouraging such green food resolutions to be passed in various cities across the United States.
A big bravo and many thanks, Signal Mountain Council members, residents, and Farm Sanctuary, for your support of this wise and healthy initiative. May such a sustainable veg trend extend throughout your community and across the globe.
As a long-time proponent of organic vegan agriculture, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently explained its immense earth-saving and other values, as during a February 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan.
I wish that all the governments in the world would encourage organic farming to save our world. If the governments lead the way with the message that this is how to be green and how to protect the planet, then the farmers would be happy to grow more vegan food. To spread the practice of organic farming would help in so many ways. The benefit of organic farming for human livelihood, for human health, and for animals' health, natural resources, and protection of our planet. All these benefits, we cannot even estimate all in here. Organic farming not only help to protect the planet, it will even help to eliminate hunger. So I just suggest organic vegan.
Save Our Planet. An international team of scientists have studied newly discovered biodiversity in West Antarctica's Billingshausen Sea to better understand how marine life and ecosystems are reacting to environmental change.
Save Our Planet, the United Nations Population Fund, reports that the Real Mountain Range of the Andean glaciers lost 24% of their surface area between 1987 and 2004, dramatically reducing clean water supplies to countries such as Bolivia and Peru.
Save Our Planet. Plastics manufacturer Seraplast in California, USA designs and produces a range of environmentally friendly plastics from vegetables and plants that biodegrade naturally and contain no harmful chemicals.
Hello, I'm Guapa the Guanaco, and this is my son Carney.
Hi, friends! Mom and I enjoy a plant-based diet with no animal products.
Today, we're going to share a tip on keeping your air clean.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration in the USA did a study to determine which plants help filter the air the best.
They found that English ivy, the rubber plant, and the peace lily are among the top 10.
Will be great to have one of each, Mom.
Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the weather around the world.
Peace News, the European Union advocates freedom of religion and belief. The Council of the European Union Foreign Ministers has reaffirmed its dedication to safeguarding the right of each individual to practice the religion of her or his choice. This extends to religious minorities and faiths that are considered non-traditional in any country. Our sincere gratitude, European Union, for your significant support of harmony. May all people live together in mutual respect and brotherly well-wishing.
In health news, a Swedish study showed expectant mothers improve their baby's health by eating more veggies. Researchers from the University of Gothenburg and Linköping University have demonstrated that women who eat vegetables daily during pregnancy substantially reduce the risk of type 1 diabetes in their children. These results were published in the Pediatric Diabetes Journal. our appreciation scientists of University of Gothenburg and Linköping University for highlighting the vital link between a high vegetable intake and better health. May we all soon enjoy the numerous benefits of turning to nutritious plant-based diets for ourselves and future generations. Up next on Noteworthy News, Australian university students enjoy scrumptious veg food. We'll take a drink of fresh juice, don't go too far. Please stay tuned for more cooling news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a mighty world. In Veg News, an Australian university association encourages plant-based food. The Vegetarian Society at the University of Sydney in New South Wales is offering all-you-can-eat vegetarian lunches on campus every Monday and Thursday. For less than $5, members of the Vegetarian Society and their guests can enjoy delicious rice, curry, and desserts. About 110 people partake of the veggie meals on each day they are served.
It promotes vegetarianism and it allows people who aren't even vegetarians or who are vegetarians to just come and have a lunch, a vegetarian lunch every week.
I love vegetarian food and I love the food that we serve here, and it's just great fun to have this environment every Monday and Thursday.
I come once a week and it is really good food.
Bravo, University of Sydney Vegetarian Society, for your caring efforts in providing delicious veggie food and increasing awareness of the compassionate diet. Let's all be a part of protecting our Earth. Heaven bless.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Tibetan entitled Missing Report.
你吃什么子你都被他妈套的上面你吃心智乖巴的母哭错了写着哭人气人吃招东冲多夜景心都紧急炸拉成要东冲了没车没哭嘎鸡我不有人藏机空有积木等你你都把哭母亲自身上面你吃吉林嘴巴的亲自吉吉米
你都把鞋脚切磋慕容了一切在没外可绕了因此阿东从一来灭了我了炸灭把马子可看我了都拿用刀个工友机器此时请吃上少年解码的直接切切切着你都把点炸那次在马行不在把人洗这边解码的
And now for our viewers' heartline about how to prevent, cure, and reverse heart disease with Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn. On this Healthy Living show, the award-winning Dr. Esselstyn explains how following the plant-based diet has resulted in optimum health for his patients.
I started this lifestyle in March. Weight 193 pounds, total cholesterol 210, average blood pressure 140 over 90. After diet, weight 167 pounds, total cholesterol 120, average blood pressure 118 over 78. It works. I'm staying with it. I will not need medication for blood pressure or cholesterol as I would have. Thanks to you, Dr. Esselstyn. Ben from USA.
Health conscious Ben, what fantastic news. Dr. Esselstyn is doing a great service by helping so many patients reach well-being through enjoying the plant-based diet. Wishing you many healthy and happy years on a sustainable planet with God's blessings.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the peace and light of the Providence shine upon you and your loved ones. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Thai royal physicians report that the health of His Majesty King Bhumibol Adunyadet continues to improve, with his current hospital treatment focusing on rehabilitation programs for recovery of muscle strength.
Belize and Guatemala announce plans to work together with officials from the Organization of American States with a goal of advancing beyond territory disputes to joint cooperation on projects instead.
A U.S. study finds that patient conditions such as post-surgical complications are more quickly and accurately detected by in-person medical examinations than by computerized tomography or CT scans alone.
The European Union lifts visa requirements for citizens' travel from the republics of Macedonia, Serbia, and Montenegro to 25 member nations.
Iranian troops withdraw from an area of previous occupation as the government announces plans to negotiate the shared border demarcation with Iraq.
Denny, a homeless man in Paris, France, shares how First Lady Carla Bruni befriended him, their discussions of literature and music, and her benevolent donations that include financial assistance and a duvet for winter warmth.
Lê Thị Thắm, an 11-year-old Olaxis or Vietnamese girl who was born without arms, has learned how to write, embroider, and perform daily tasks on her own, never missing a day of school in 6 years.
Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Education announces a $362,000 donation to the Al-Biruni Institute of Oriental Studies in Uzbekistan for the preservation of a unique collection of ancient Islamic manuscripts.
10-year-old Brandon Bruns of Washington, USA, prioritizes sharing with others over his own advancing brain cancer as he helps deliver gifts collected by him and his classmates for 500 other hospitalized children.
12 Palestinian children aged 9 to 12 received the UN Youth Video Festival Award for their film Warda, describing perceptions of the wall dividing Israel and Palestine, to be released worldwide in 2010.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.